So we sit in an ELD exemption for livestock haulers until December 7th because of a continuing resolution that Congress passed in order to get us, you know, down the road to have a budget to keep the government open. So in order to avoid a shutdown, you know, at midnight on December 7th, we really need Congress to get these appropriate packages passed and across the finish line so we can not only keep the government open, but extend our ELD delay until September 30th of 2019. Now, the beauty of getting this delay is that it gives us more time to work on the bigger issue of hours of service. But at the end of the day, we do have ELD delay language in both the House and Senate transportation appropriations bills. We just need them to kind of put all of the appropriations bills together into one large package and pass that by December 7th.
Now, I realize, obviously, you've been working with Congress, but you all have been working pretty close with DOT on this, too, haven't you, Allison?
Absolutely. Some of my very new best friends work for the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, and I'm on the phone with them on the regular. You know, not only are we working on the ELD issue and the hours of service issue, but as DOT makes small tweaks here and there to hours of service for the entire trucking industry, we also want to be a part of those conversations, and we want to make sure that DOT is getting information out to our haulers. We also want to make sure that they understand that there are some people on the roads that we want to make sure that they know all the exemptions that our livestock haulers have and that they are taking that information from DOT and implementing it correctly. We want to make sure that we don't have loads of cattle that are stopped on the side of the road and that if there is a reason to stop a truck, that they know that we're in an ELD delay and where that comes from, and that they let those trucks move on as quickly as they can and get back to work.
But speaking of DOT, I guess at some point, though, they will be opening a public comment on this?
They will be opening up a comment period on a number of things that drop. So DOT has taken comments recently on some changes in regards to the rest break and the possibility of split sleeper berths. NCBA went and publicly in person commented as well as submitted comments online. That comment period ended a couple weeks back. The petition that NCBA filed on hours of service, specifically for more drive time, that petition has not dropped in the Federal Register yet, but when it does, and it should within the next couple weeks, that will trigger a 30-day comment period, and that window will open up, and we will hope that a lot of our haulers and a lot of our NCBA members will submit comments as to why it's so important that FMCSA grants that petition for more drive time.
What about right now? Is there anything individual cattle producers can be doing at this point in time?
I think the issue that I always try to remind people is, first of all, members of Congress need to constantly be reminded that this is still a priority, this is still an issue. Sometimes I think that when members of Congress aren't hearing about an issue, they think that maybe it's not an issue at that time, and I think it is easy as we sit in an ELD delay to get somewhat, we're happy, but we need to make sure that we don't get complacent because we still have to get past December 7th. That's our first hurdle, and then we really need to continue to push members, as they have been already, to be supportive of our petition that's at FMCSA. Getting that extra drive time is just so important. So I always love to remind our producers to make sure that they remember to remind their members of Congress what's important to them.
Well, Allison, what happens if for some reason this is not extended by December 7th and we do see a government shutdown? What happens at that point?
Absolutely. So I think what you're hearing out of Republicans right now is they really don't want to see a government shutdown. If they have to, they will pass another continuing resolution, which maybe would last for a couple of days or even a week. And so, again, our delay would be continued. If there were to be a government shutdown, hopefully it would be brief, and then we would work with our partners at DOT to figure out the best strategy moving forward. Because as all of your listeners know, a government shutdown is not ideal, and a lot of that is because it's a little bit of everyone looking at the other person going, okay, what do we do now? So we want to make sure that we have our rules and regs in place and that we have the government open so that everybody can stay safe on the highways and that DOT can do their job.